is one out away from a championship, from a proper celebration.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for! A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
They cap off their eighth world championship with a comeback for the ages from down 5-0 to win it 7-6 in five games in this clash of the Titans.
His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Yankee elimination party, Keith.
How about it? Halloween party, Yankee elimination party, all wrapped up into one.
Yes, seriously.
What a time.
Didn't feel like it was going to be that way last night. Yankees jump out to a 5-0 lead. You go,
oh, I guess we're having another game. Not so fast, my friends.
Did it at least cross your mind that they could get the rally going? It at least crossed my mind that those two goofballs at the Yankees game.
Oh, you mean
yesterday.
Could the Yankees come back and win the whole series at 5-0?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it crossed my mind.
I'm like, these idiots down the right field line are going to turn this stupid series around, and the Yankees are going to come back and rally.
I definitely thought there was a small chance.
It crossed my mind. I'm not saying I thought it was going to happen, but I was starting to think about it going, oh, boy, here we go.
And
Yankees are going to win game four.
Right.
Five, rather. And then you get last night.
Yes, you get.
Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball.
Whoops.
You get Volpe making an error. You get Gerrit Cole failing to cover first base. The Dodgers rally. The Yankees get the lead back after a 5-run fifth inning. Yankees get the lead back 6-5, and then who comes through for the Dodgers? Mookie Betts with the go-ahead sack fly in the eighth inning. Just for good measure, you also get Alex Verdugo striking out to end the World Series, which is nice.
Yep,
real nice.
Well, it's funny, we were talking about villains yesterday, and we kind of left him off the list, and maybe we were thinking more like star players, but no, he did become a villain, like just the way he acted during the Red Sox-Yankee games this season. Unfortunately, the Red Sox weren't good enough to make those games really matter. But yeah, right now, Verdugo, who probably won't even be on the team next year, but if he was, he'd be a guy.
Real hateable.
Oh, yeah.
Super
easy,
hateable.
Easy, hateable guy. No, but also
hateable when he was here. Never mind when he's a Yankee.
True,
yeah.
That's true. I wasn't a huge fan of his anyway. But there's something fitting, too. Somebody was talking about how both Mookie Betts and Alex Verdugo are playing in the World Series, neither for the Red Sox. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the trade. You're like, wait a minute.
That's true.
What the hell? No, but not only did they get out to that big lead, but Gerrit Cole was rolling. Gerrit Cole had like a no-hitter going for a while. He looked pretty dominant. And then, the wheels kind of fell off defensively for the Yankees. And big comeback by the Dodgers. This thing's all over.
Meanwhile, Mookie Betts, his third World Series, Keith. He is not the MVP last night. That's Freddie Freeman, and it should be Freeman.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman's been insane.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Did not homer last night, but it homered in the first four games of the series. Drove in more runs last night. Mookie Betts now is a three-time World Series champion. On top of that, and I saw this from Bill Spiros at the Boston Herald.
Right.
Since the Red Sox traded Mookie Betts.
How's that gone?
They're 359 and 360. That's a .499 winning percentage, including the postseason, one postseason appearance.
Okay, so a losing record.
He says it's mathematically impossible to be closer to mediocre given the odd number of games played. So, like, you have
Good
to
point.
Be either
they
one over
average.
Or one
yep.
under if you're going to be right around .500. They are one under, .359 and .360 since trading away Mookie Betts, who's now won two World Series, more with L.A. than he won with the Boston Red Sox. Your thoughts, Keith?
I think they lost the trade. Jones, I feel like they lost the trade. No, Mookie Betts is somebody off and on for the last 5 years I've brought up, and part of me is like, I need to move on. I need to get over it. It's not there. But it's something that it's such a sticking point to me that not only are they no longer involved in the top free agents, like that's the other thing. 03-04, watching that comeback thing was just a reminder of, oh, A-Rod's available, they're in on A-Rod. And, you know, whether you wanted him or not, just the point is, like, they were in on him. Like, all the guys at that time, they were in on. Look at their team. Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and Curt Schilling were not homegrown guys. They went out and got him. And I know David Ortiz didn't cost a ton at first, but those other three guys did. And now not only are they not going to be shopping for the Juan Sotos, but they have a guy like Mookie Betts, and they're like, ah, we can't re-sign him, so we got to trade him. And so that was a long time ago, but that was brutal. And that's why I think a lot of fans right now have a feeling that it's just like defeated. Like, if you had him, he worked here, and you
didn't want to pay him.
You didn't want to pay him. You eventually signed Devers to a big contract.
You didn't think you could win paying him.
Right.
The Dodgers paid him.
Twice.
They pay everybody else.
They're paying $700 million.
They're winning, and you are mediocre, and nobody cares about you.
And he's been great every year since. So he was the runner-up in the MVP the first year he was gone. He was a solid All-Star the next year. Then he was fifth in the MVP vote in 2022. He was second in the MVP vote again in 2023. And this year they haven't done that yet. But he is a World Series champion once again. And 32 years old or 31, whatever he is. Yeah, I think he just turned 32. But, like, he's in the prime of his career. He's one of the best defensive players. He's one of the most must-see players in all of baseball. And he's gone. And now you're just saying, all right, if there's any chance that any of these young guys that they have working their way up the farm system are even a fraction as good as Mookie Betts, that's a win. But then what are you going to do with them? Are you going to keep them? Or are those guys going to be long gone?
So I was looking over some of the accolades here. Mike Monaco tweeted these out, and you detailed some of them. Three World Series, 8-time All-Star, 6 Gold Gloves, MVP, runner-up 3 times, batting champ. He's also back to, like, mixing in playing shortstop and second base
things
in his career.
That.
Like, he's completely versatile all over the diamond.
Gold Glove right fielder, but he can play shortstop and second base
in
if
a pinch,
you need him to.
Yeah, if you need him to. He's played center field in his career. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's probably going into the Hall of Fame.
As a Dodger. No doubt. Two World Series.
It's probably where it's heading. And all you had to do was pay him, and he could have been doing this for you. And John Henry said, no, I'm smarter than you. I figured it all out. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We win with different players and managers and GMs and everything else. I've got it. We'll start spending like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Double whammy, though. Not only do you trade away Mookie Betts, but what you got in return.
Oh, it was horrendous.
Garbage.
Yeah.
You got garbage back. Connor Wong's okay, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not for Mookie Betts.
I don't blame Henry for the return necessarily.
No, like I don't either. So there's two separate people to blame.
That's on Bloom.
Yes.
Returns
gets
on Bloom
for that.
Which was a brutal, brutal trade.
But no, Henry for being like, yeah, we don't need Mookie Betts.
Him to make the trade is clearly on John Henry, who again says, let's spend like the Rays. And we'll win. And they haven't. 359 and 360, including the playoffs, since they traded Mookie Betts. The Dodgers, 2 World Series.
So I'm glad the Dodgers won, first of all, because it wasn't the Yankees. But they are a team that said, we're going to trade for Mookie Betts, and then we're going to give him a bag. We're going to give Shohei Ohtani an insane record contract.
Freddie Freeman, we're going to pay.
Tyler Glasnow, we're going to bring him in, give him a new contract. Like, they're not shy about making these big deals, and it worked. And they won. And guess what? Next year, they're probably going to be the favorite again to win. And now, guess they won this year. Shohei Ohtani didn't even pitch this year. So now you're adding a stud pitcher. Oh, and Yamamoto. So, like, the biggest, like, international player that came over last year was also a Dodger. So they have figured out a way to do it. They're not just relying on homegrown guys. And you don't want to be all of one. You know, you don't want just homegrown guys. You don't want just players that you went out and got. You do want to mix. But the Dodgers said, hey, here's an opportunity to get Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts or Shohei Ohtani. We're going to do it.
Meanwhile,
you led the Dodgers to the World Series.
Sure did.
Meanwhile, you got Juan Soto after the World Series. Yankees are eliminated. You have Juan Soto saying this about potential free agent destinations.
I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so we're going to be available for all 30 teams.
Hell yeah.
All 30 teams.
Available for everybody. I love that, though. They just lost the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, they just lost
the World
Series.
We cut the question up, but the question was specifically about the Mets. They're like, are you going to be a Met? And he's like, I'll go anywhere. Just pay me.
It's pretty amazing,
Means you know the Red Sox aren't in. That's so shameful. Like, normally that should be an exciting comment.
Yeah.
Juan Soto's there for the taking. Just pay him. All you got to do is pay him. It's just
how
money.
Much?
Go get him. All you got to do is prove how much you want him, a.k.a. pay him.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know the Red Sox aren't in. You know it.
He had a good postseason. 14 games, OPS over 1,100, 4 dongs, drove in 9, walked a bunch, as Juan Soto does. The guy's a stud, and he's young. Like, he is
still 26. Yeah, exactly.
He's 26. He's six years younger than Betts.
Still.
Yeah, it's wild. Because he was so good right away, and those Nationals teams were good. And then, he went to the Padres and now the Yankees. But The Yankees are going to have to offer him an insane amount. How much money does he get, you think?
I mean, what did Ohtani get? 700?
Yeah.
500 something?
Yeah, okay. I was
like 500 plus? 550?
Did Judge get 380, 390?
Something like that, yeah.
Judge got a ton. Yeah, I would think he probably does get 500.
Over $1,200,000,000,000.
You're in the ballpark,
Joe. Not that far off.
You're right around
there, man.
Yeah.
I would say so. Mike Trout's on a 12-year 426. Yeah, Aaron Judge was 9 for 360.
Yeah,
so it's 40 million average annual.
500.
Oh, 500.
Something like that.
Red Sox?
No. Like I would love it
the Red Sox even pick up the phone?
No, probably not.
He stays with the Yankees. They kind of have to, don't they?
Yeah, maybe. He might stay with the Yankees.
He might.
Dodgers sign him.
He's like, I'll take it up. Take another guy.
No problem for us. Yeah, no.
The Sox have too many lefties anyway. They couldn't use them.
That should be such an encouraging thing for the Red Sox. It's like you can't even say it with a straight face. Like, oh, will they begin on Soto? No. No, they won't. And if they are, I'll give them all the credit in the world.
Dude, Betts, 12 years, $365 million is like a song.
It's a heist.
$30 million average annual value for him.
It's a steal. Not only was it not overpaying, it was a bargain. And John Henry didn't do it.
Devers makes more average annual than Betts. I mean, it's like a million more, but like for the sake of this argument, he makes more money per year than
Mookie
Betts.
Super similar players. A guy who's going to be a DH in a year and maybe not even
he's
a good
accountable.
One.
Yeah. He's a guy when things are going bad. He's the face of the squad. It's worked out great.